In September, Michael Lang was selected to lead the Wyoming Arts Council. Lang was promoted from within the organization following the retirement of the previous manager, Rita Basem. Lang stopped by our studios to discuss his vision for the organization and to play some music that shaped his own development as an artist and administrator. He spoke with Wyoming Public Radio's Micah Schweitzer.
We're going to go back a ways and see what led up to you becoming the Wyoming Arts Council manager, the executive director position. So let's go back to your childhood. The arts have always, and specifically music, has always played an important role in your life.
Yeah, for sure. I guess it started really, I was turned on to music by the music my dad listened to, I think is probably true for a lot of folks. My dad played a lot of Tom Petty.
And you went on to become a jazz bass player, majoring in music.
Yeah, that's exactly how it played out. So my high school had a really strong jazz program. But oddly enough, like, I didn't start playing bass till my freshman year of high school. I remember the summer before my freshman year of high school, we drove to Casper from Riverton, and I bought a bass. And it was seriously like 2 weeks before school started, and I showed up. It's like, yeah, I'm a bass player. I remember the teacher being like, so have you played long? And I was just like, no.
Well, I want to listen to an example of something you were listening to in high school or college here.
Tell me about this one. So this is a Bela Fleck and the Flecktones CD. And as a bass player, this CD truthfully just changed my life.
Victor Wooten,
that's exactly right. There's no reason you're getting into the arts too late, right? I mean, I would say you're probably never too late to act as if you know what you're doing.
And isn't that a bit of the Arts Council's mission, to bring this kind of possibility to all of us?
I think that's true. You know, the concept of the Arts Council, if you think about it, it's a state entity that is supposed to help the arts thrive inside of communities across the state in a bunch of different platforms, if it be through community development or arts education or health and wellness. However that plays out, that's why the Arts Council is there, is to help communities grow and to help individuals grow. You know, I think the arts tie in well to most everything that's going on.
Now, I already know how you'll answer this question, but let me play devil's advocate here.
Yeah, you bet.
A lot of people view the arts as a luxury or as an add-on. They're viewed as an ornament.
An addition to, I think you're right. Which I can understand that, I can recognize that that argument. But I think the truth of the matter is, if you look across any discipline, you know, you look at business. When you read the conference business report that came out in 2008, they say the top thing a person who's recruiting for a business is looking for is critical thinking skills and creativity. And those are things that are inherent and taught inside of the arts.
So you're a jazz musician, and that shapes very much how you think. How does thinking as a jazz player translate into your administrative work now as the Wyoming Arts Council manager?
Right. No, that's a great question. So my undergrad is in music. You know, I got a BA in arts. And then I went in to get a public administration degree. I would say that both of those, my background in public administration and in music, play heavily in the work I do. So, you know, I was defending my master's, and I remember one of my professors said, so does the bureaucracy stifle creativity? I was like, well, that's a pretty loaded question, and I don't think we have time right now to get into all of that. But I think it's a solid question, too. So working in the arts, you work with a lot of creative people. Working in state government, you work in a pretty bureaucratic system. So how do you marry those two? And I think they can help each other for sure. And I think figuring out their marriage is going to be a crucial part of my position. When I went to college in Powell, there was a group of really strong musicians studying up there, and I got just dumped into playing a lot of gigs, which was really fun. We played a bunch in Billings. Actually, we played a bunch locally there. And a great thing about you know, going to a community college as, you know, as a musician, as I was like one of two bass players there. So I got to play all the time, you know, which I think that's true. I mean, let's be honest, that's true for most disciplines, right? You go to a college in Wyoming, you're going to get some one-on-one with some professors. You're going to get time in the lab or whatever your background is. So I was excited about that. This is kind of paramount to the stuff I was listening to when I was going through college and the stuff I was really interested in playing. This is a straight up like standard CD Wayne Shorter Speak No Evil.
Okay, so Michael Lang, you have one more track with you, and we've been listening to, you know, classic rock, and we've been listening to fusion, and we've been listening to jazz, and this one is none of those.
Yeah, absolutely. So before I worked at the Arts Council, I worked here on campus at the Campus Activity Center. So my job was to work with students to bring concerts and events to campus, and I mean, that really broadened my frame of reference. And to, you know, that concept was to reach all students across the campus. So finding something for everyone. This band is called Air Dubai. I like this song. I saw these guys play live down in Denver, and, like, it made me want to dance. And it made everyone in the room want to dance. When I think of marrying those two lives, you know, the pop rock world to what's supposedly the Arts Council's service to kind of a traditional background of music, there's no doubt that I'm excited at the Arts Council to get, you know, a younger population involved. And we're really lucky we're going into a strategic planning period that will allow us to do that. I'm really lucky that I'm starting at a time period where a new strategic plan needs to be developed, and I'm not jumping into a plan somebody's already created. So that'll give me the ability to hopefully bring some new people to the table when we're putting that together. And my hope is that a younger generation, you know, as a Wyoming kid who wanted to be in the arts, it's really easy to say you have to leave the state. I think that's true in a lot of disciplines as well, but definitely in the arts. How can we create structures where folks can call Wyoming home and be creative in this environment and still play on a national or global scale? And that's one of many things I'm hoping to bring to the Arts Council.
Michael Lang is the new Wyoming Arts Council manager. That's the executive director position. Mike, thanks so much for playing these great tunes for us and sharing your own journey in the arts with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Very excited to be here.